Lighting the Moon's Dark Side. As our closest neighbor in space, the moon has been the subject of popular myths, songs, and poems since ancient times, and it has no less fascinated scientists. But even after centuries of research, many questions remain to be answered about Earth's only satellite. Perhaps the Chang'e 4 lunar probe will be able to reveal more of its secrets. On December 8th, the probe lifted off from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center in Sichuan Province. It is the first probe to travel to the far side of the moon. The Earth's gravity slows the moon's rotation, matching it to the speed of its orbit. Thus, the far side of the moon is always dark and has never been seen. It's this sense of the unknown that makes the far side of the moon such an interesting place for scientific and space exploration. Long exposed to solar winds, the far side may have unique soil and minerals in its upper mantle. For this reason, Chang'e 4 will study the effect of solar winds on the lunar surface and any minerals found beneath the spacecraft. Chang'e 4 is also carrying flower seeds and potato and silkworm eggs to see whether they can grow on the moon. If so, then the moon will become a more likely destination for space travel in the future. However, due to communication problems, exploration of the dark side of the moon will not be easy. Since the far side is blocked off from us, radio noise coming from Earth is also blocked. This is why China launched the relay satellite Chuiqiao in May, so that communication between Earth and the probe can proceed. Powering the probe will also be a challenge for the mission. Chang'e 4 gets energy from the sun through its solar panels. However, a lunar day has a length of 28 Earth days. This means that the probe will need to orbit the moon for over 20 days to be able to land during the day and use its solar panels. According to Xinhua, if everything goes well, the satellite will land on the far side of the moon on January 2nd. The New York Times described the journey as groundbreaking and wrote that it will give clues to the history and development of the moon.